Arizona News Radio, the owners of the Chuy's restaurant chain and their top accountant have been indicted for tax evasion and immigration violations.
These defendants, for the last few years, have knowingly dodged hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes in order to maintain an illegal workforce.
Immigration activist Salvador Reyes is surprised by the government's action.
This is the first time that we know that they do a public raid between ICE and IRS.
Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiou, meanwhile, is surprised the Obama administration and didn't invite him or other sheriffs to yesterday's summit.
It's only logical that you would include somebody from Arizona that has a different perspective.
Yuma police have a suspect in custody in connection with three armed robberies of pizza parlors.
Certainly, anytime you have an armed suspect, you know, demanding money, running from the police and whatnot.
George Tatter, Arizona News.
And this KFNX traffic report is brought to you by Sig Alert. You're going to find some slow traffic westbound on the 10 between 27th Avenue and 43rd Avenue. There's also some slight delays westbound on the Pima between the 51 interchange and 7th Avenue. But elsewhere around the valley, it doesn't look too bad. Rush hour is brutal going in and coming home. So before you get on the road, log on to SigAlert.com to track your commute, and see the exact speeds along the way. That's SigAlert.com. From the KFNX Traffic Center, I'm Wayne Allen.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. We're going to throw a couple more 90s at you through Friday and then into the Easter weekend. We will cool it down a bit with a California cold front. It looks like Saturday breezy, mid to upper 80s. Easter Sunday cooler, low to mid 80s. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
And currently at our downtown studios, we're sitting at 88 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes when winter breaks here on KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Legalese, where the law is always on your side.
Good afternoon, Phoenix. The time is 4:05 and you're listening to Legalese. I'm your host for today, and today only, Jack the Rainmaker Willinchek. Your regular host, Dennis Willinchek, is out of town. Today on the show, we'll be talking with Orly Tates, the leader of the birther movement, about the Arizona birther bill that was just vetoed. Then later in the show, we have some guests coming on to talk about immigration. We'll be speaking with Didi Garcia from Somos Republicanos, a Hispanic Republican group, as well as Stephanie Corcoran from the law offices of Maria Jones, a local immigration firm. And we also have a very special guest, an old friend of mine, who has a shocking immigration problem. As many of you have probably heard, on Monday, the governor vetoed a bill that required presidential candidates to get proof of citizenship in order to appear on the Arizona state ballot. The governor wrote a letter to the House of Representatives in which he stated, "Today I vetoed House Bill 2177. House Bill 2177 empowers the Secretary of State or other election officers in Arizona to judge the qualifications of every federal, state, and local candidate at the time of filing. As a former Secretary of State, I do not support designating one person as the gatekeeper to the ballot for a candidate, which could lead to arbitrary or politically motivated decisions. In addition," the governor wrote, "I have never imagined being presented with a bill that could require candidates for president of the greatest and most powerful nation on earth to submit their, quote, early baptismal or circumcision certificates, end quote, among other records, to the Arizona Secretary of State. This is a bridge too far." She also wrote that this measure creates significant new problems,
while failing to do anything constructive for the state of Arizona. So on the line I have Miss Orly Tates. She's renowned as a leader in the birther movement. Miss Tates, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Should I call you Doctor?
Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Yes.
Should I call you Dr. Tates?
Dr. Tates is fine. Sure.
Ms. Tates, I understand that Dr. Tates, I'm sorry. I understand you've been called the leader of the birther movement. Do you agree that you're a leader in the birther movement?
Well, you know, that's what the media decided to call me. You know, I never asked for a position of the leader of the movement. But, you know, it really is not important who is named as the leader of the movement. What is the most important is for us to end this, in my opinion, biggest and most serious breach of U.S. national security that we're seeing today, and it's specifically the fact that Barack Obama is residing in the White House without having a valid Social Security card, without having a valid long-form birth certificate, providing fraudulent statements in regards to his past. That's the most serious breach of U.S. national security, and it's upfront to our Constitution. And I actually found actions of Jan Brewer to be totally despicable. This woman completely misrepresented the bill. She slandered her own legislature. She went against the will of the people. And that's why there is now a push to recall Jan Brewer because of her actions.
Right. I understand that you have an electronic petition yeah. on your website to recall the governor. Is that right?
Well, this is just a preliminary petition, but from what I've seen, the actual petition should be started 6 months after she took office. She took office in January, so the actual paper petition will be going starting from July. Probably we'll start that around the Independence Day. And, you know, that would be a great day to start, independence from corruption, and we're seeing massive corruption in U.S. government and in elections.
How many signatures do you have for that petition so far?
You know what, I just started yesterday, and I just posted it, and within a few hours there were 100 signatures, and other people posted.
Wow, 100 signatures. So that just leaves another maybe 430,000 to go, right?
No. Actually, according to the rules, it has to be, do you know how many people voted in Arizona? You're in Arizona. How many people voted last time?
My understanding is it takes around 432,000 signatures to
hold on. Can you tell me how many people voted in Arizona?
No, I don't have that information.
Approximately?
I can't tell you that.
Well, what's the total population of Arizona?
My understanding is around 5 or 6 million.
Okay, typically in election, about 20%, 10 to 20% of the people are voting. So if you have 5 million people population, it means that between 500,000 to a million voted in election. And you need to get about a quarter of, you need to get 25% of the total number of people who voted for this office. So it's going to be between 125,000
to
250,000.
Right. Well,
so
you've still got a long way to go.
Okay, yeah. So it's going to be about 200,000 I'm getting.
Let me ask you, Dr. Tates. Did you have any influence over the passage of this bill in Arizona? Did you talk to anybody in the Arizona State Legislature?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, yes. Who did you talk to?
Well, actually, I flew to Arizona, and I gave a lecture. It was a three-hour lecture on the issue of eligibility, and I explained and I showed the difference. And see, we have, as I said, massive election fraud issues were not provided to the public. And when you watch mainstream media, they're claiming that Obama presented his birth certificate, which is not true. He never did. The only thing he presented was a short form certification of live birth that was produced 5 minutes before he started running for office. And what we are looking for is certified copy of the original birth certificate issued when he was actually born. And anybody has no problem providing this document. And the only person who would hide it is somebody who knows he's committing fraud and he has nothing to show.
Ms. Tate, you said you gave a presentation. Was that to Arizona State legislators?
Arizona State legislators and to the public. The lecture was given to about 150 people in the audience, and among them there was Judy Burgess and Rick Harper. The original bill was introduced, and as you know, we have somebody like Kirsten Sinema who doesn't have.
I take it you're not a fan.
Pardon?
I take it you're not a fan of Ms. Sinema.
Well, I mean, this is somebody who has no respect for the Constitution and the rule of law. She would push far-left liberal propaganda no matter what. So she shouted down the state representatives and state senators when they tried to introduce this bill in the committee. So the bill was reintroduced as a striker bill, and at that time, Ms. Burgess went to State Representative Carl Steele, and so the sponsorship switched from Judy Burgess to Carl Steele, but the original sponsor was Judy Burgess, and I did meet with her twice, a wonderful patriot of this country. And I came to her office. I talked to the legislative advisor of Governor Brewer, Michael Hunter. I talked to several state reps and, of course, Judy Burgess. And as a matter of fact, I'm just outraged, and I'm pretty sure there was undue influence on Jen Brewer. There's no question about it. And I've seen this type of undue influence on legislators, on judges, federal judges, time and again. I mean, during Obama regime, we've seen this undue influence time and again. I don't know specifically what was done with Brewer, but she really misrepresented the bill. For example, she mentioned the records of baptism. Well, the bill does not state the person needs to provide the records of baptism. Actually, the bill asks for a certified copy of the original birth certificate.
Well, Dr. Tate, I understand you wrote some of that bill. Is that right?
Yes.
That's interesting. So you would know what it says, right?
After I wrote some provisions in the bill that I felt were important, there were a number of changes. So I did not write, for example, that provision that they had in regards to the baptism and circumcision had nothing to do with me. It was written in the bill later on. And what I was actually trying to explain, you have State Senator Antinori, and he made a big noise saying that his father was born in this country but does not have birth certificate, and how come his father cannot run for president. So in order to accommodate Mr. Antinori, the sponsors of the bill thought, well, what can be done? If somebody like Obama does not have the original birth certificate and has just this piece of garbage that was created just before the election, how do you accommodate somebody who does not have the original birth certificate?
All right, Dr. Tate, I stop you for a second. We have to take a break here in a moment. But if you'll be so good, I'd like to come back with you after the break.
Yeah.
You're listening to Legalese. This is KFNX, 1100 AM Talk Radio.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek and Bartness have provided quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek and Bartness specialize in cases of breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek and Bartness today at 602-606-2810, 602-606-2810.
You'll feel psyched up, tuned in, turned on, and megawired for sound. What? Yeah, tune in to Healthy House Call as we discuss the secrets to wellness, longevity, and abundant energy. Tune in Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we broadcast live and direct from Healthy Habit Health Food Store.
Somebody's got to say it. That's why Neil Bortz is on the airwaves.
This is me getting out the world's smallest violin for the baby boomers that can't afford to retire.
Weekday mornings at 10 on KFNX.
Afraid of high car repair bills? Would a $4,500 engine replacement hurt your savings?
Just a little?
Cover America Auto wants to give you a free quote on peace of mind protection. If your car breaks down, we'll pay the repair shop on covered repairs directly. No waiting for reimbursement. No hassle. If you're driving without coverage or if your warranty is about to expire, call us. You can trust you will be protected. Our claims department has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau with 50 years of dependability.
I just brought my car in, had the transmission replaced, and they paid the bill.
Plus, our direct-to-the-public rates can save you thousands off of what dealers may charge. Call for your free, no-obligation quote now at 800-681-1793, 800-681-1793. 24-hour roadside assistance and rental cars included on most plans. Don't wait. Call for your free quote now, 800-681-1793, 800-681-1793.
Welcome back to Legalese on KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100. I'm your host, Jack Willinchek, your regular host. Dennis Willinchek is out of town. We've got on the line right now Orly Tates, Dr. Orly Tates, a lead figure in the birther movement. Ms. Tates, I want to ask you a question. Clearly you do not support President Obama being president. Did you support John McCain in the 2008 election?
No. That has nothing to do with Obama or McCain. What I don't support is...
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going after here. I'll tell you what I'm going after here. John McCain was born in the Panama Canal Zone, which, as you know, is may or may not make him a natural-born citizen. Do you believe that John McCain is a natural-born citizen?
Well, in terms of Panama Canal Zone, and you're an attorney, right?
I'm in law school. I'm in law school.
Oh, you're a law student. Well, I'm sure you know that at the time that John McCain was born, the zone of Panama Canal was a U.S. territory. It was not Kenya. It was not a foreign country. So from this point of view, John McCain did qualify.
So to you, it's a territory qualifies. You have no problem
Absolutely.
With somebody being born in territory.
Of course, somebody who is born, for example, on any U.S. territory, if you look at the definition of natural-born citizen, it is somebody who is born in the United States of America at a time the Panama Canal Zone was a U.S. territory, and therefore he did qualify. And what is happening with, by the way, you know, when McCain started running, Democrats raised a big, you know, big noise about it, and there was a hearing to ascertain whether McCain qualifies as a natural-born citizen, and this issue was investigated, and it was decided that he is a natural-born citizen, and McCain had no problem. You know, he's an honest man, and he showed a certified copy of his original birth certificate. On the other hand, nobody checked Obama's records, and in spite of over 100 lawsuits, Obama never agreed to sign a consent to release a certified copy of his original birth certificate.
Well, you said inspired over 100 lawsuits. I understand that you filed probably a lot of those. Isn't that right? How many lawsuits?
I, 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 I filed several lawsuits, and as a matter of fact, and that's the actually the connection to Arizona bill. Most lawsuits, actually all of the lawsuits, were dismissed on the issue of standing, and this is the most serious problem that we have. We have a situation today that any fraud can get in the White House, and none of U.S. citizens can do anything about it, because time and again the judges are saying, "Well, you have no standing to raise this issue."
And let me ask you a question, Dr. Pace.
Hold on. Let me finish this thought, because it is connected to the bill. So as Arizona bill was written, it has a provision where the citizens of the state of Arizona have standing to bring this issue. So if, for example, Secretary of State Bennett states that Obama does not qualify, citizens of the state of Arizona, let's say Obama supporters, Democrats, liberal Democrats supporters of Obama, can file a lawsuit, and they will have standing to bring this issue to court. So actually, the way the bill is written, it's the opposite of what Brewer claimed. It actually empowers the citizens of the state of Arizona, regardless of party affiliation. They, for the first time, they will have standing, and they will be treated as free citizens and not like some kind of slaves who are stuck with some fraud sitting in the White House without a valid Social Security card, without a valid long-form birth certificate, and there is nothing they can do because the judges are arbitrarily dismissing the cases, saying that nobody has standing. So this bill would have empowered citizens, and it's outrageous that Brewer has vetoed it.
Well, first of all, if you're listening and you want to call in and ask Dr. Tates a question, our number is 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. I have another question for you, Dr. Tates. I understand that you once ran for the Secretary of State in California. Is that right?
Yes.
And where were you born?
Oh, in order to be Secretary of State, you don't need to be born in the United States of America.
Well, you weren't born in the United States of America, is that right?
No, I wasn't.
You were born in the Soviet Union.
Yes, and as I said, the only position where it is important where you are born.
Well, that's what my question is. Why is it so important for the United States President to be born, to be a natural-born citizen, and it's apparently not important for any other position in the country, including Secretary of State of California, which you ran for? Why is it so important just for that one position?
Are you kidding me? This is the most self-explanatory question.
No, I'm not kidding you, Dr. Tate. It's a real question.
Because you need allegiance to this nation. And
you're saying if he wasn't born in the United States, he would not have allegiance to this nation.
Well, you want to be sure that...
Do you have allegiance to this nation, Dr. Tate?
Wait. Let me answer. If you don't let me answer, your listeners would not know, what am I talking about. And I would like to bring as an example a quote by the Chief Justice of the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States of America, and that's okay. Justice John Jay, who stated there was a very famous letter that he written to George Washington, saying, "Permit me to explain why it is important for the president and commander in chief to be a natural born citizen, not to have foreigners running the U.S. government and the military. Look, in law, you always have some type of limits. It's like saying, well, why is it so important for a person to be 18 years old in order to vote? Well, can't somebody who is 17 and 364 days or 17 and a half vote? What's the big difference between two of them? But at some point, somewhere, you have to place limits. And this is the limitation that was placed by the law. If you don't like the law, if you want any foreigner to be the president of the United States, go ahead and change the law. You have a power to do it. But this is the law. This is the Constitution of the United States of America. And what is most outrageous about Barack Hussein Obama is that this man has zero respect for the Constitution of this country, even though he calls himself to be a professor of constitutional law. This man who claimed to run government based on transparency showed least transparency than any president before him, in that he has filled all of his records. And it's not just the fact that he does not have a proper long-form birth certificate, and by all accounts he was not born in this country, but also he does not have a valid Social Security card. He is sitting today in the White House using a stolen Social Security card from Connecticut.
All right, and I've heard you repeat that claim several times. You think it's a stolen Social Security number, is that right? You think it's a fraudulent
number? Absolutely. You know what? And you can verify, and any citizen can verify it. Just go on the website of Selective Service. And
well, you think it's fraudulent because it starts with the numbers that would indicate it was issued in Connecticut.
No, let me explain. I have documentary evidence. And you know what? Any citizen can get the same evidence that I have. Go on the website of Selective Service. First, we verify that indeed he is using this number. We can pin him down with this number. How? You go to Selective Service page, you enter his name, Barack Obama, you enter his birthday, August 4th, 1961, and you enter this number, 042-684425. You enter it, you know he used it, it says match. Then you go to e-verify Social Security verification record. And
you're recommending that our listeners, you try to e-verify the president.
You can verify Social Security records, or you can go. You know what? You can go on my. You can go to the website of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. I actually filed those records. You can see, or you can go on my website, orlytatesesq.com, orlytatesesq.com. All of the records are there. So you look at the verification of Social Security when you enter the same Social Security number and his name, and it says no match. No, that's not a valid Social Security number, which shows that here we have clear evidence of Social Security fraud.
Oh, yes, it's very, very clear evidence. Miss Tates, Dr. Tates, I really appreciate you coming on the show. You've been a very good guest.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go to the break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about immigration issues. I've got a friend of mine here, a very special friend from high school, with a shocking immigration problem. I'll see you after the break.
I'm Steve Malzberg. Listen to me from 1 to 3 every weekday afternoon on the 50,000-watt Voice of the Valley, KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100, Phoenix.
CNN Radio. I'm Lisa Campbell. Breaking update from the front lines of the conflict in Libya. Two journalists are dead. One of them, Oscar-nominated British photographer Tim Hetherington. He died after a rocket-propelled grenade hit the city of Misrata. CNN's Barbara Stock.
What is so tragic here is Tim survived some of the toughest combat in Afghanistan in a place actually that came to be known as the Valley of Death, and now killed in an apparent mortar attack in Misrata, Libya, a very funny, gentle soul.
Hetherington was capturing images of fighting between Gaddafi forces and Libyan rebels. Chris Hondros becomes the second photographer killed in the attack. He was based in New York and worked for Getty Images. The Department of Homeland Security says the old terror threat system is going away to be replaced by a new and improved one. It will provide the public with information on specific threats. This is CNN Radio.
Arizona News Radio, the owners of the Chuy's restaurant chain and their top accountant have been indicted for tax evasion and immigration violations.
These defendants, for the last few years, have knowingly dodged hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes in order to maintain an illegal workforce.
Immigration activist Salvador Reyes, surprised by the government's action.
This is the first time that we know that they do a public raid between ICE and IRS.
Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiou, meanwhile, is surprised the Obama administration and didn't invite him or other sheriffs to yesterday's summit.
It's only logical that you would include somebody from Arizona that has a different perspective.
Yuma police have a suspect in custody connected with three armed robberies of pizza parlors.
Certainly, anytime you have an armed suspect, you know, demanding money, running from the police and whatnot.
George Tatter, Arizona News.
And this KFNX traffic report is brought to you by your Arizona Farmers Insurance Agents. 7th Street and the 10 has an accident. You're going to find a motorcycle accident in Cactus, west of 24th Street. Dobson and Price has a fender bender as well. And southbound of the Black Canyon, east of 7th Street, you're going to find an injury accident there. You can expect a lot of slowing. Stay to the right. Continue to use Buckeye or any side street north as an alternate to that accident. And are you saving as much as you could? See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can help save you money. Call Mark Meadows at 480-461-1230 today. We are insurance. We are farmers.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. We're going to throw a couple more 90s at you through Friday and then into the Easter weekend. We will cool it down a bit with a California cold front. It looks like Saturday, breezy, mid to upper 80s. Easter Sunday, cooler, low to mid 80s. Jim Howell, KFNX Newstalk Radio, 1100.
And currently at our downtown studios, we're sitting at 88 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes. We're going to break here on KFNX Newstalk Radio, 1100.
Start saving money today. BYOBudget.com is a simple web-based system that lets you build your own customized budget, helping you eliminate debt. With BYOBudget.com, there are no books to read, no personal information necessary, and no salesmen or hidden fees, just using the money you have. This advanced technology helps you save time and money, creating a budget for personal or business use no matter your age or your income. It's just $7.95 a month. That's 26 cents a day. Budget wisely. Save money. BYOBudget.com. That's BYOBudget.com.
Do you have a birth certificate?
I do, yes.
What does it say on it?
It says bald-headed stooge.
No, you have your birth certificate. What does it say?
I haven't seen it in a while.
Mine says live certificate of birth. That's what mine says.
Yours is in hieroglyphics, though. I guess that's not funny, right?
No, it is funny.
Don't miss Imus in the Morning, right here on KFNX.
I'm a professional magician and patient of Dr. Bruce Newman. However, the real magic in my life came when Dr. Newman performed laser surgery on my eyes, and I can now see everything clearly. For your LASIK or cataract procedure, Dr. Newman is one of the most experienced board-certified ophthalmologists in the Valley. The Newman Eye Center also treats glaucoma, dry eyes, and performs cosmetic surgery. Call 602-788-8080. That's 602-788-8080. Or visit newmanvision.com. The Newman Eye Center. Most insurance accepted.
The ASU College of Nursing and Health Innovation offers exercise and wellness, health sciences, kinesiology, nutrition, and nursing degree programs. These quality academic programs prepare graduates to become healthcare providers, leaders, researchers, and health advocates. We are large enough to offer 5 career tracks, but small enough to offer individualized student learning and intensive mentoring. For information, visit nursingandhealth.asu.edu. That's nursingandhealth.asu.edu.
Welcome back to Legalese on KFNX Talk Radio, 1100 AM. My name is Jack Wilinchek, your regular host. Dennis Wilinchek is out of town. If you want to call in today, we just spoke with Dr. Orly Tates. We'd be happy to take calls about anything she said. But for the rest of the show, we're going to move on to another topic. We're going to talk about immigration. By the way, I just want to say one more thing about Orly Tates and the birther bill. You know, I was born in Arizona. I can remember that in grade school, we're all taught that there's 5 C's. There's 5 C's of cattle, citrus, climate, copper, and cotton. I don't remember craziness being one of those 5 C's. When did we decide, or when did our legislature decide for us, that we were going to have the honor of being the first state in the union to pass a birther bill? Don't get me wrong, I'm a conservative guy. I've got a Barry Goldwater commemorative plate that sits in my hallway at home. I've even got a Barry Goldwater for President poster in my office. But to me, being conservative is not about tackling issues like where the president was born. It's not about thumbing our noses at the federal government and the rest of the country. It's about being practical. It's about calling a nail or a spade. It's not about messing with our reputation as a state or harming our businesses. That's just what I think. If you think something else, give me a call. 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. So, like I said, I'm going to move on to a bit of a different topic. Again, feel free to call about any of the birther stuff. I have a friend of mine today on the show from high school. I'm not going to say his full name. His first name is Rodrigo. I hadn't seen Rodrigo for about 10 years, not since I graduated from high school, and I ran into him a couple weeks back. And he told me something that was just absolutely shocking. Rodrigo went to high school with me. He graduated from high school here in America. He went to U of A, where he got a degree in computer science, mathematics. He's got a good job. He pays his taxes, and he's being deported. Rodrigo, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on the show, Jack.
Like I was saying, I wanted you to come on to the show today because I thought this was a total shock to me. Again, I'm a conservative person. I have my views on immigration, and this just totally blew my thoughts. It totally blew everything I've ever thought about this issue away. Is it a shock to most people when you first meet them to learn that you're not a U.S. citizen?
It is, Jack. The experience you had is pretty much common throughout. I had professors in college. And just people that I meet that once I get comfortable enough and I tell them my situation, they can't believe it. They're like, you speak perfect English, you have a degree, you're nice and caring. How is it that the government's trying to throw you out? And I just tell them, you know, that's just the way it is. My parents came here for a better life, but, you know, they brought me as a child. I grew up here in the American school system and the high school system and the college system. So, like, me and you are no different. You know, the only difference between you and me is that, you know, I was
born here.
You were born here, and you have a paper that says that you're a citizen, and I don't have a paper that says that, you know. And that difference is a huge gap for you, you know, because, you know, I lived in Tucson for a long time without being able to work and being able to push forward your dreams and goals. And that's a very, you know, bad experience to kind of feel that, you know. And
right.
So it's tough, man. It's not an easy lifestyle. It's very tough.
The fact is, you've been here for more than 20 years. You know, you're a member of the community. You're one of my best friends from high school, and this is happening to you. And I just can't believe it. We also have here on the show today a lawyer who specializes in immigration. Her name is Stephanie Corcoran. She's from the law offices of Rhea Jones. Stephanie, do you see a lot of cases like Rodrigo's?
Every day, Jack. I could probably. How long is your show? We can talk all day.
Well, unfortunately, Dr. Early Tates took up a lot of our time. But is it common for the government to try to deport people like this who have good jobs and who have college degrees and who even who pay their taxes?
Yes, absolutely.
That's unbelievable. We've also got on the line joining us Ms. Didi Garcia from Somos Republicanos, which is a Hispanic Republican organization. Ms. Garcia, are you there?
I am. Hi. How are you doing?
Doing good. Well, my question for all of you, including our listeners at home, is do you think it's right to be deporting somebody who's lived here for 20 years, went to high school in America, has an American college education, and has a good job, just because he was brought here illegally as a child? After all, if Rodrigo had been born here, he would be a citizen like me. Ms. Garcia, what are your thoughts, and How does your organization feel about Rodrigo's situation, about people like Rodrigo?
Hey, Jack, just really quick, could we clarify something just so our listeners out there are aware that my work is, you know, I got a work authorization permit, and I'm working legally. So, you know, just so people don't think that I'm working illegally.
Right.
You know, I did my own thing for a long time. You know, just getting cash, but I never worked illegally, you know, in that sense, putting quick social. So I want to clarify for our listeners to know that I'm working legally and, you know, I'm still being deported.
Right,
so.
Right. I think they got that.
Okay.
So
I am.
Go ahead.
Yeah, to answer your question, I don't think it is right to deport and punish children for the sins of their father. They were brought over here at a very young age. If they don't have a guilty mind, a criminal mindset, and if people are productive members of society and if they are contributing to the American economy, I think that it is wrong to support Dream Act kids.
Right. And then you're from an organization that's an Hispanic Republican organization. Is that right?
Yeah, we're the largest Latino Republican group in the nation. And we've been fighting alongside the Dream Act kids across the nation. And it's very discouraging to us to hear members of our own party who want to see them punished for the sins of their father. And we're supposed to be the party that shouldn't be for that. We're supposed to be for, you know, personal responsibility in these kids. If they're contributing to the economy, they're going to school, if they want to join the military, you know, I think we need to develop a system and a legal pathway for them.
I tell you, I'm right there with you. I agree wholeheartedly. We had Sheriff Joe Arpaio on the show last week. My dad and I talked to him. And he made the point that by enforcing the immigration laws, that there's been a drop in crime. And, you know, think of that what you will. Think of, you know, whatever you think of the statistics on that issue. It's also true that as we enforce the immigration laws, we're also catching catching dolphins in the tuna nets, if you will. We're also catching people like my friend Rodrigo, who speaks perfect English. I mean, he was in my honors English class in high school. Has a college education. He's never had any trouble with the law. For every illegal immigrant who's committing a crime, there's another legal immigrant who hasn't and who deserves to be here and is a productive member of society. Would you agree with that, Ms. Garcia?
No, Sheriff Joe Arpaio is being disingenuous. In fact, if you take a look at the FBI statistics, we've had low crime since 2006. If you take a look at the Phoenix 2008 numbers, we plunged in crime 16.6%. Now, that was pre-SB 1070, and I think Sheriff is just trying to sell his idea so that he could continue to get the 287G money from the federal government. We all know what happened with about $100 million that was misspent.
So you're saying there's no connection between the drop in crime and his efforts?
No.
Okay. You mentioned, Ms. Garcia, the Dream Act. Most of us are a little bit familiar with the Dream Act. You might call it the opposite of SB 1070, as much as it targets people positively, like Rodrigo, who deserves to be in the country and give them intends to give them the chance to stay here, as opposed to, like we were saying before, targeting criminals and people who shouldn't be here. We have to go to the break in a few seconds here, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Dream Act and what's going on in Congress, whether it's anything's ever going to happen with it. You're listening to Legalese. This is KFNX 1100 AM Talk Radio.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Bartness have provided quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Bartness specialize in cases of breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810, 602-606-2810.
Hey, sis.
So what are you going all gonzo about?
Well, Sharon's going to be jumping a jet for a couple of months back in Boca on business, and I had this dream, and I'm convinced that she's got to be wearing my rock or I'm toast.
Okay, slow down. You want to simplify that for me?
All right, I'm going for the goal. I'm going to ask Sharon to marry me before she leaves on her two-month training class. But I got to find an engagement ring, a beautiful, seductive, you can't say no kind of ring. And you're going to help me.
Oh, is that all?
Well, that and I don't want to run all over town, and I'm not made of money, you know.
Oh, I know. But you want diamonds, lots of rings to choose from. Yeah, I want that. Then I know just the place. Because if you're going for the gold, you got to go to the gold. London Gold.
For over 30 years, London Gold has been offering couples a wide array of diamond engagement and wedding rings that not only reflect the timeless beauty of their love, but an enduring value as well.
London Gold.
I have to confess that when I see the Republicans planning to cut trillions in spending over the next 10 years, I had a big smile on my face. This is when the Democrats are wailing and moaning about cutting a few billion here and a few billion there. And meanwhile, Paul Ryan says, no, we're going to cut $4 trillion. I like that. I kind of like going to the mat because, again, it forces them to defend the status quo.
Your healthy radio addiction. The Laura Ingraham Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on KFNX.
Welcome back to Legalese. I'm your host, Jack Wilinchek, your regular host, Dennis Wilinchek. My dad is out of town. We were talking about the DREAM Act. I have a friend of mine on the show, a high school friend of mine who's lived in America for 20 years, graduated from high school here, has a college degree from University of Arizona, and he's in deportation proceedings. So most of us are a little bit familiar with the DREAM Act. It was first introduced in 2001 but failed to pass in Congress. It was later reintroduced in 2006, 2007, and 2009. The purpose of the act was to give an opportunity to undocumented immigrants, students who have been living in the U.S., to become citizens. So, Ms. Garcia, are you very familiar with the history of the DREAM Act?
I am.
Do you think it has any chances of being reintroduced and passing in Congress?
I do. You know, a lot of people don't have a lot of hope, but if you take a look at what occurred in the 1999 Immigration Act, it was something that was passed on the last day of the legislative session. So I think that we need to continue to move strong and continue to contact our senators and our congressmen to introduce it. Now, I know that 22 Democratic senators submitted a letter to President Obama, and I think in light of the upcoming 2012 presidential elections, I think Obama is going to be in a unique position to try to woo the Latino vote. And I don't think he's going to be successful at that because he failed on his promise to deliver that he would work on immigration reform, and I think that he's starting to feel the Latino heat,
right.
And several are disgruntled. So I'm thinking that there is an opportunity for DREAM Act or some sort of other immigration stepping stone for something to pass. I see that coming.
Well, even outside the Latino community, I think there should be a lot of support for an act like this. I know, Rodrigo, you were telling me that if you do end up getting deported, you'll end up going to graduate school in Canada, right?
Yeah, if you know, I don't go back to my home country because there's no opportunities. And so, you know, my next plan option B, per se, is going to be apply to grad school and go to Canada.
And to me, that's silly. I mean, to me, we've lost a graduate student. We've lost somebody who would have contributed a lot to society. So I think there is a lot of support out there for the DREAM Act. Recently, Maryland passed a state version of the DREAM Act. Again, kind of an anti SB 1070 move. New York is also considering passing a state version of the DREAM Act. I understand that there may be 10 other states that have some kind of legislation that resembles the DREAM Act. In doing the research for the show, I came across something I found kind of interesting. Like I was saying, there's a lot of support generally for the DREAM Act and or issues of amnesty even for illegal immigrants. It may come as a surprise to many of our listeners that one of the best-known conservative Republicans, Ronald Reagan, supported amnesty. Let's hear a quick clip from Ronald Reagan from the presidential debate in 1984. I'm sorry, I guess we don't have that clip. But Ronald Reagan was quoted as saying that...
And I supported this bill. I believe in the idea of amnesty for those who have put down roots and who have lived here, even though sometime back they may have entered illegally.
Ronald Reagan was talking about the Immigrant Control and Reform Act of 1986. That was a major piece of amnesty legislation. It promised tighter security at the Mexican border, but at the same time, it made it so that any immigrant who had entered the country before 1982 would be eligible for amnesty. Do you, Ms. Garcia, do you think that amnesty bills have much chance with our current Congress?
Absolutely not. There's just no way that the public would support amnesty, but there is a way to overcome and fix the immigration system without having to have amnesty. All you do is slap a fine, because what these people are committing, by and large, what most of them are committing, are a civil offense.
Right.
So you just slap a fine, and that takes care of the amnesty issue.
I understand that Utah recently passed state legislation that set up a program like the one you're describing, where I think there was maybe a $2,000 fine, and the state would allow the person to remain there. I don't know on what status, seeing as it's a state and it can't control your federal immigration status, but are you familiar with the legislation in Utah, Ms. Garcia?
Yeah, they had an SB 1070 Arizona-like bill, but it was a light version of it, and then they had a quote-unquote amnesty version, but it really wasn't amnesty if they're adding the $2,000 fine. I think what the message that Utah is trying to communicate to the federal government is, look, you know, let's fix the system, you know?
Right. Well, that's what it's about. It's about fixing the system. We were talking about a couple other things. Well, one, in addition to the claim that illegal immigrants are somehow the cause of more crime, often people claim that they don't pay taxes. Stephanie, you had an interesting statistic about that. Is that right?
Yes, Jack. The Immigration Policy Center released a report on Monday, the 18th, showing that undocumented immigrants do add a lot of value to each state, through as taxpayers, workers, consumers, and entrepreneurs. In the state of Arizona alone, through personal property and sales tax, undocumented immigrants pay over $433 million into the state economy.
That's a pretty impressive number. Another problem we were talking about here is that a lot of these people, like my friend Rodrigo, well, obviously, they're not responsible for their status. They're not responsible for the fact that their parents came here legally. In fact, many of them don't even learn that fact until they're in high school. Right, Rodrigo? You didn't even know that until you were in high school.
Yeah, I wasn't really aware until college applications came. And, you know, there's a section in there that says Social Security number. So then you go home and you ask your parents what's your social, and they tell you. And that's the shock, you know, and it's not very uncommon for that to happen to a lot of people here, so...
Right. Well, Ms. Garcia, you're saying earlier that President Obama hasn't really made any kind of headway on the immigration issue. I understand.
No,
that,
he hasn't.
I understand that yesterday he had some kind of a meeting with business leaders and with members of with elected officials, and he pledged that he'd keep trying to do something. But we all agree that nothing's been done, right?
Right. No, he's done very, very little. Talk is cheap, you know. Let's see him walk it. And I think he's just toying with people's emotions. And several Latinos came out and voted for him, 67%, in fact. And he played on an issue that was near and dear to their hearts and promised them that he would work on a broken system and fixing it. And well, lo and behold, more than two years later, nothing's being done, and as a matter of fact, things have gotten worse. As a lot of people don't know this, but Obama has deported more people than George W. Bush.
Wow. So
you can just imagine how upset the Latin community is and why we just, you know, have to keep fighting.
That's surprising. Well, Ms. Garcia, I'd like to talk to you some more about your organization, Somos Republicanos. I think it's an interesting point of view that you have. I've always thought personally there's no reason for there not to be more Hispanics involved in the Republican Party. To me, the Republican Party stands for supporting business, and it stands for being practical, like I was saying before. I really see, and as we all know, there's a lot of Hispanic business owners, and there's really no reason why they shouldn't be more active in the Republican Party, even though they aren't. What are the statistics, if you know them, Ms. Garcia, about Hispanics in the Republican Party?
Well, this we do know. Ronald Reagan was instrumental in increase the Latino Republicans. So, and I'm sure that the amnesty issue had a lot to do with that. Then we went all the way up to 44% of the Hispanic population who voted for George Bush, and that's pretty significant. But in 2006, when Sensenbrenner started to implement his anti-immigrant laws, we started to take a nosedive. And in 2008, John McCain was only able to get 31% of the Hispanic vote. So the reason why we are decreasing in our Latin Republican numbers are because of legislators who are, with their rhetoric, their anti-immigrant rhetoric. For instance, Russell Pierce is on the record for saying he welcomes, quote, Operation Wetback. It's very derogatory.
Right.
And you can't, you know, it's those kinds of terms that are very toxic to us, and that's why they don't want to come over here.
Right. Well, yeah. As we know, recently, a few weeks back, a large number of Republicans in the Senate, I believe, voted down an additional slew of anti-immigration bills. So maybe the tide is turning, in other words.
We hope so.
All right, I want to thank all my guests today. This is a great show. We will be back next week with your regular host, Dennis Wilenchek. So I'm signing off. This is Jack Wilenchek on KFNX 1100 AM.
Noon, the Makeover Advice Show with me, Diane Faith, the insider's guide to beauty for both men and women. Thursdays at noon, too fabulous to miss. Makeover,
makeover. Hi, my name is Denver Noas with EquityForProfit.com. If you're like most Americans, the IRS is going to get at least 20 to 30% of your retirement income, maybe more. Your IRA, your 401k, your SEP, deferred comp are all 100% taxable as income when you take it out. And with taxes only going up, most people pay more in taxes than they ever earned on their investments. But there is a solution. Certain low-cost life insurance policies let you grow unlimited amounts of money tax-free and create tax-free income that's invisible to the IRS. It works like a Roth IRA with no income or contribution limits, and you can access the money anytime for any reason. On our website, you can read a detailed overview of how this works, watch videos explaining this proven tax-free strategy, and listen to recordings of our weekly radio show. The website is equityforprofit.com. That's equityforprofit.com. If all you're doing is saving into taxable accounts, it's time to learn how to build tax-free wealth and take advantage of a massive IRS-approved tax shelter most people never use. Go to equityforprofit.com and stop paying so much in taxes.
This is Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX 1100 Cape Creek, Phoenix. News Talk Leader, a division of Premier Radio Stations, LLC.